WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Our film critic Stephen Schiff selected the new film Vanya on 42nd Street as one of the best movies of 1994. We're devoting today's archive edition of Fresh Air to two of the movie's creators, Andre Gregory and Wallace Shawn, who also starred in My Dinner with Andre, the 1981 film directed by Louis Malle. But first, here's Stephen Schiff's review of Vanya on 42nd Street.
It sounds arty and precious and probably dreary. We're told we're going to see a rehearsal of Chekhov's great 1899 play, Uncle Vanya, which is a scathing portrait of a fading Russian gentry who feel they're wasting their lives. Only this rehearsal will be performed in street clothes in a wreck of a theater and directed by Andre Gregory. Oh, swell, we say. A filmed rehearsal of a fusty old play. Can't wait. Then the movie opens, and we're looking at the hubbub of New York's Times Square. Wallace Shawn is eating a knish and complaining about being tired. Andre Gregory is joshing affectionately with some actors, and pretty soon everyone filters into the ruined auditorium. There's no scenery, and the audience is just a few friends. Everybody's sitting around chatting, when suddenly you realize that the chat is no longer about coffee and knishes, it's about vodka and samovars. Miraculously, life has segued into theater. And what theater? David Mamet has adapted Chekhov's play in a way that's accessible without straining to be modern. It still sounds stiff at times, and not quite like real speech, but then that slight falseness is part of this film's magic. What the director, Louis Malle, has done is create a world somewhere in between film and theater, with the best properties of both. In theater, we sit in an auditorium, aware of the artifice of the situation. People up there far away are putting on a show for us, speaking language that has been written by someone else. And if we're lucky, the beauty of that language and the performances and production is enough to transport us beyond the artifice, even though we're always aware of it. At the movies, on the other hand, any sense of artifice is lethal. Movies reach out, grab us, and pull us in. They overwhelm us with quick cuts and close-ups. They get into our heads. What Vanya on 42nd Street gives us is both. It gives us the detachment and artifice of theater, because we're always aware that the actors are wearing street clothes, and that we're very far from a Russian estate. And it gives us the intensity and realism of film, because Malle uses the cuts and close-ups of film technique beautifully. And Gregory and the actors have made this one of the most persuasive and beautiful productions of Uncle Vanya ever staged. Wally Shawn as Vanya and Julianne Moore as the beautiful Yelena whom he yearns for have made their 19th century characters newly convincing by adding layers of 1990s irony. And Larry Pine and Brooke Smith as the Doctor and Sonia give performances that blossom as they go along until, in the end, they're almost unbearably moving. In the interview you're about to hear, Wally Shawn talks about how this isn't a masterpiece theater sort of production, reveling in its recreation of the past. And he's right. It's not masterpiece theater. It is, I think, a masterpiece.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.